girl, I knew that I would not. I feel good, I knew that I would not. So good, so good, I got you.
All right, we are back, and I am calmed down. All right, we're here with Dave Himmel. Dave is going to be a frequent and regular guest on the show, if for no other reason than he laughs at my jokes. There, right on cue. All right, Dave, we've been talking about, well, let's give your cred again. Dave is the Florida marketing leader at PwC for old folks like me. That's PricewaterhouseCoopers. He acts as the firm's U.S. LinkedIn training director. He's a smart guy. He went to Tufts and the University of Michigan. He's an Olympian in the sport of sailboard racing, which he learned out on the bay right here in Coconut Grove. He's a marathoner, cyclist, and it says kiteboarder, but I always want to say kick butter. Anyway, Dave is going to talk to us about why it's important. Well, we already talked about why it's important for LinkedIn. If you don't know why, listen on our replays on the website. We're going to go into some more good LinkedIn stuff right now. So, you know, Dave, who should you connect with on LinkedIn and who shouldn't you connect with? Great question, because I get these requests from people I never heard of. And the first thing I do is I check out who do I know that they know. The second thing is I see what their credentials are. And if they only have three other people, they ain't linking in with me.
Okay, so it's the question I get all the time, because most people have LinkedIn. They don't know what to do with it.
They got all this stuff sitting in their box.
But they know they have to have it because they're in business. Everybody else has it.
So the guy in marketing told me to do this.
Exactly. So the real answer to this is, think about it. Why do you want these connections in the first place? What value are they?
Well, for me, the value is manyfold. Some of them are new ideas, and I'm looking to build my network out in a new place. Others are old friends that give me credibility or perhaps access to new ideas. They're just all people in my network. And what I don't want to do is let the wrong person in, because one bad apple can spoil the whole darn bunch.
Sure. Well, you know, most people today and at PwC.
Michael Jackson.
At PwC today, we're using LinkedIn a lot to go ahead and.
Oh, the Osmonds. Sorry.
Take the relationships we have and look at the people that they know. The second degree, we call them connections. On Facebook, they're friends. On LinkedIn, they're connections. So who are their second degree connections? The average person on LinkedIn has about 300 connections. You think average, every one of their connections also has 300. So the average person on LinkedIn has 300 first degree connections, 90,000, 300 times 300, second degree connections.
Wow.
Now, you want to get to those second degree connections. The only way you're going to get to them is to ask the person you know for an introduction. So I can't ask somebody I don't know for an introduction. So that's the simple rule of thumb. Who do you not want to connect with? You don't want to connect with someone you don't know, because you can't ask them, hey, someone I don't know, can you introduce me to Jim Fried? No, it's not going to work. Okay? Only connect with people you know. That's number one. When people send you a connection request, you got three choices. You can accept it, and you accept it if you know them and you feel comfortable asking them for a favor. Hey, friend, I see you know Jim Fried. Do you mind introducing me? If you can ask that favor, you should accept. Now, I said three choices. One is accept. The other is ignore. Okay? You don't have to. If you just say, no, I don't want to connect with them, they don't get any notification. I don't know this guy. I don't like this guy. Hit ignore. Just goes away. They don't receive anything saying, hey, you told them to take a hike. The last one is reply. We don't use this very much, but it's good. To your point, you said you see people maybe you'd like to know, but you don't know. So reply. They've sent you a connection request. Say, hey, you know, you got an interesting background, you know, but I don't generally connect with people I don't know, but you want to meet for coffee, you want to have a call, you want to have lunch, then you know them. And it's a great way to take advantage of the introduction.
When that type of person request something, I look them up, I check, and if it's somebody I want to know, I say, thanks for linking in, and then the message is, would you like to have a call to see how we could work together in
Absolutely.
The future?
Exactly what you need to do.
Now, Dave, we've got a phone call. Wanda, pipe the call in. Hi, it's Jim Fried. Welcome. We're here with Dave Himmel. We're talking LinkedIn. How are you doing, caller?
I'm good. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
Well, help me out. What can we do for you today?
you know, I was really curious because I've been using LinkedIn for a long time. And, I mean, I love it. You know, I connect with a lot of people via LinkedIn. But what, and I just heard you guys talking about going out for coffee. But, you know, for people that are out of state, you know, for not local, what's the best way to connect with them? Is it a long email or a short email or a quick introduction?
Okay, great. Dave, that's a great question. Why don't you help us out?
So,
thanks, caller.
Thank you, caller. I think what you're asking is if someone is out of state and you want to connect with them but you don't know them, how do you do that? Is that your question?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I don't want to give my full, for lack of a better word, pitch. Hey, this is what I do. This is what I want. But I'd love to just, you know, introduce myself. I mean, what's the best way?
To be honest, that's not what LinkedIn's for. LinkedIn is to connect with people that you know. If this is someone that you want to know, okay, the best way to do it is to find someone on LinkedIn who knows them.
But you can do that with LinkedIn, can't you? You can see, you can go to the person's profile, and you can click on it. But does LinkedIn show you common connections if you link on with somebody?
LinkedIn will show you common.
A lot of times I have to be a paid LinkedIn subscriber.
Yeah, LinkedIn will show you common connections depending upon their settings. So the deal with email on LinkedIn is very simple. If you're a free LinkedIn member, which most people are, you can go ahead and send an email to anyone that you're connected to directly. They call it an in-mail. If you have a premium membership, you have the ability to send an in-mail through LinkedIn to anyone, regardless of your connection status.
Okay, so that brings up a great point, Dave. And thanks for your call, caller. We really do appreciate you calling in today.
Thank you.
All right, high five. Now, Dave, what is the advantage of a LinkedIn premium membership?
Ah, there's a number of advantages. I get this question a lot.
That's what I have.
Okay. There are varying levels of LinkedIn premium membership. The biggest advantages are the ability, number one, to filter better. So you ever do a search on LinkedIn, you want to see all of the people that work at XYZ company, you may get 1,000 results back. You need to start to filter that down. Otherwise, you're clicking through and looking at 1,000 different profiles. With LinkedIn premium, you have the ability to use premium search filters like function. So in our business, I want to see finance and accounting people. I don't care about the salespeople, okay? So I can get to them quickly. Also, seniority. I only want to see C-level or directors. I don't need the managers and the lower-level folks.
So that makes it a very, very good filter then for people that are looking to develop leads. Now, we only have a minute or two left, so why don't you tell me a couple of good LinkedIn success stories?
Okay, well, they basically all relate back to the fact that LinkedIn's all about using the people that you know to meet new people. So I've asked several times for people to introduce me to someone they know. They send an email to both of us introducing us. A meeting takes place, a relationship builds, and business happens. So I've had that happen countless times.
It sounds to me like I need a PhD in LinkedIn. We got to get you back. We've got to have some more good stuff going on. One last question. This seems like it's going to take a lot of time if you really want to get into it.
This does not take a lot of time. I teach a course where we set up your LinkedIn profile from horrible to great in an hour. After that, it's just about connecting with people and developing the best practice of every time you meet someone new, shoot them a quick LinkedIn connection. And then there's no more upkeep. Then it's just all about utilizing this as a new tool to make new connections and new leads for doing business. It's not about social media for the sake of social media. It's about using your connections on LinkedIn to get new introductions, to never have to cold call.
Oh, no, it's a business thing all the time. And I must say is that when I come back from a conference, I am impressed with the people that do ask to link in with me on LinkedIn. It always makes them stand out from just the stack of cards.
Absolutely. Well, you need to take that stack of cards. I always ask people, what do you do when you get a card? They put it in their pocket, they put it in their drawer, eventually gets thrown away. Take the card the next day, go into LinkedIn, find the person, write them a quick note, say, hey, it was great to meet you at the conference. Let's keep in touch and connect with them. That's it.
Well, that's just absolutely awesome. I want to thank so much Dave Himmel. He's the Florida marketing leader for PwC. That's PricewaterhouseCoopers. If you need good high-level accounting work, Dave, how do they find you?
Dave,
on LinkedIn.
On LinkedIn. That's the easiest one. Absolutely.
Well, Dave, I want to thank Dave Himmel for coming. I want to thank PwC for bringing him on the show. Dave, we're looking forward to having you back. Maybe we'll even invite Bruce Turkell and we could talk about building your brand with LinkedIn.
Beautiful.